Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey, everybody, this is Jake coming to you from beautiful Colorado today, and today is such an exciting show, not only for the information and the guests that we have, but for the fact that these two people are mentors to me, and they are friends. And there's no better place to be in the world than in a business that is involving fun and travel and friendship, because when it all comes down to it, we break bread. To sit across from these two people is such a treat and it's such a blessing. So today we have Rick and Brenda Reese, who are joining us from Colorado Springs, and actually they're here in Colorado, but they're all over the United States and abroad as well. And they are Surge 365 founding directors. And so it is so great to have them on the call today. And like I said, they're all over the place, and I was able to nail them down just for a 30-minute segment here to talk to them about the phenomenal accomplishments they've had here at Surge 365, not only within their business, but within their profession, the profession of travel, bonuses that they've made, and everything else. And they are just rocking it, and they're doing such a great job. And Rick and Brittany have been on before, so I want to encourage you guys to go to Facebook on Surge Nation and look back through all of the episodes we've had. And we've had Rick and Brenda on talking about travel, and we've had them on talking about fundraising. We're not going to talk about fundraising today, but that is one of the things that they pride themselves on, and they change people's lives with what they do with nonprofits. And so I want to encourage you to go back and take a look at those. So without further ado, Rick and Brenda, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jay. Great to be here.
Yeah, great to be on.
All right, you guys. Well, listen, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And you guys have been in the travel industry for over 12 years. But I really want to just toss this over to you guys and let everybody know a little bit about what's going on with you guys. Well, a lot about what's going on with you guys. And more importantly, about the things that have been taking place that have just been impacting your life and your family's life as well. And you guys are a dynamic duo, so you guys do this together, and I just think that that's such a great thing for me and for so many people out there. So I'll just let you guys go ahead and take over and tell a little bit about what's been going on with you guys.
Well, Jake, we are having so much fun. And as you stated, we've been in the business for over 12 years, and it's exceeded our expectations. And we both come from professional backgrounds. You know, me, IT, I was working 80 hours a week, software development, project management, retired military. Brenda owned her own real estate brokerage firm. And she was working some pretty tough hours, making a lot of money, but working a lot of hours. Jake, we let them go in 2005. We actually came into the travel industry in 2004 for what we thought was, yeah, travel wholesale instead of retail, write it off on your taxes, get paid to go, and we found so much more. We found an opportunity to not only change our lives, but to change the lives of people. And so we were traveling, and my friends started pulling it out of me. Say, how are you guys going on all these trips? You've always got a smile on your face. You're always together. You know, what are you doing? And when you have something that people are looking for, that makes a big difference, because then it jumps not selling something, but being able to offer advice, being able to offer something that will, we know, change people's lives because it's changed ours. And so I started just giving it out, you know, the information. And it's amazing, once you have a passion for something, who shows up. And so all kind of people showed up. Some people that were networkers, some people that just wanted to travel, some people that wanted to save money, and that's what drew me into the fundraising aspect. Churches showed up, schools showed up, and it became a thing of me having a tool that I could give people and organizations and taking on all comers. But we've been free. We let our bosses go in 2005, and we haven't gone back to work. And I think in and of itself, that's a testimony to what Coach has put together from way back when, that has now evolved into a whole nother company, Surge 365. In Surge 365, we're just having the time of our lives. We just got back from Seattle, and we just got back from Scottsdale. You know, we stayed at the Scottsdale Resort I can't even tell you for what we paid per night. Well, you guys kind of know, and you can also check. And it was just amazing. But my partner goes with me everywhere I go, and I go with her. and you may have seen, and I know you showed in some of the advertisements marketing for this call, us holding this big $1 million check. And, yeah, that was last convention in Atlanta. And they called all the different folks on the stage, and we really didn't know, because we don't really track it like that. Of course, money is important, but we really don't track it like that. We just are just enjoying ourselves. But I got to tell you, when they called us on the stage, and we just said, wow, you know, who does that? Surge 365. So, Brenda?
Well, you know what, Jake? And just like Rick started by saying, we both had very good jobs, paid over six figures, but we were time poor. So we had the money, but we didn't have the time to actually get out there and enjoy it. So you'll run into a lot of people who are very successful, but they're time poor. They don't have any freedom to take off and go away with their family. I know we have a dentist who, if he's not working, he's not getting paid. So he says all the time, when I grow up, I want to be like Rick and Brenda, you know, and he's older than us, but he does realize that this is a profession where we can travel, we can make money, we can enjoy the world. And like Rick said, we have gone, oh my goodness, on way over 20 some odd, probably into the 30 cruises. And every time we go, we laugh because we bonus. And it's almost like we need to continue to go on vacation more often. Our team kicks in gear, and then before you know it, we have a $1,000 check waiting for us when we get back. And that's what's so beautiful about this business. You desire and you determine how hard, how fast you want to work at it. And like we know, travel creates memories. So you want to make sure that you're spending the time with your family and enjoying life. Because what happens is, and we all know this, there is no do-over, no rewind. Life continues on. Time does not stop. It is the most valuable commodity because once it's spent and once it's gone, you cannot get it back. So you want to make sure that you're utilizing your time and you're enjoying your life. And that's one thing that Rick and I really love about Surge 365. It allows us to do that. It allows us to work from home. It allows us to say, okay, we want to go over here and check this out, travel different places. We have a huge team that's throughout the United States. So can you imagine a couple of weeks ago, we went over to Tacoma, Washington, stayed in DuPont, which is a beautiful little town. It was really quaint. And we didn't even we got to learn all about the, what was that, the Western – the Northeast Wars, you know, Rick's retired military. So
the Great Pacific Northwest.
The Great Pacific Northwest. So he got to kind of read all about the forts and how the war was won. And we were getting paid to do this, you know. And even when our children were younger, we cruised all over the place. And they were able to learn all about the world because we were cruising it. And so you have to understand that it's like once in a lifetime. And you really want to be able to enjoy your life as it goes through. And I feel that if it's not going the way you want it, then it's time for you to reinvent it.
Ooh,
it's just
good.
A matter of your mindset. You know, I do a lot of studying on self-conscious mind and affirmation. And what I've learned recently is that circumstances happen. And when circumstances happen, a thought will come. So you have to control that thought, because once that thought comes into your mind, you will now generate a feeling, and that feeling will create an action, and that action now is going to have a reaction. So you have to be able to control what's happening in your life, and it really starts with getting in there with those positive affirmations and really determine that, okay, I don't like how things are going right now. I'm going to reinvent myself, and you can start doing that with Surge 365.
Wow, that's powerful, powerful information. Yeah, we don't go out to work the business. We work the business while we're out. One of the things as a professional that I realized as someone that's a very successful professional is that if I put the time in behind the scenes to understand my profession, then it becomes who I am. And so wherever I go, basically being able to just listen to the needs of people. And so we put the time in to become professionals, to transfer. Now, if you're a professional listening, those professional skills transfer into search. This is not a toy. When I realized these guys make millions, I went to college. I got a master's degree. I've got all of this behind me. And these guys make millions in dimensions. And I'm time poor. What if I go and investigate? How does this work? I like to hear, I'm an engineer. How does this work? And do you know what I found? I found that it works by fun. It works by passion. It works by vision. And I said, I can do those, you know, and as a spiritual person, it works by prayer. I said, those are things that I can do. This is something within your abilities to do. Brenda and I, we're not unusual other than the fact that we have vision, we're consistent, we're professionals, and we made up in our minds it's always too soon to quit. We're not quitters. We accomplish. We live in Colorado. Most of our team is not in Colorado. But we, you know, we like doing Super Saturdays for the folks in Colorado. They're like our own team. But this is one big family. But when I found that I could actually do the things that it takes to be successful in this business, well, what does it take, Rick? The question is, do you have a vision? The vision will pull you to your future. The vision will draw to you through, we've all heard, the law of attraction. That which you think about most, the vision will actually open up doors for you. When you leave your house, people will track you down. I don't have to work the business while I'm out. I don't have to go out to work the business. I'm working while I'm out. People find me. It's the most craziest thing, but these are the laws of the universe. Vision. What is your vision? Consistency.
And Rick.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you real quick. Somebody just chimed in and asked, also, and you can answer this at whatever order you want to, but the average person is 3 to 5 years now, which is just sad of being at a job. A lot of times people switch jobs quite a bit, whatever their profession. And so someone asked, why did you choose networking? Why did you choose that particular route, you and Brenda both? So I'll let you answer that whenever you feel like that. So just wanted to let you know.
Well, I can answer it now. I didn't choose networking. I just chose travel. I just chose something that we're passionate about. We love to travel.
And, you know, another thing, too, though, is Rick says he chose travel, and he did. But for as long as I've known him, and we met in college, he's always been the type to realize that you have to work for yourself if you're going to crack the ceiling. You can always work for someone else and make them rich. But what he's always done is realize that you have to work for yourself so you can make yourself rich. And now it takes so much to start up a traditional business. I mean, you're talking millions to do a McDonald's franchise. Even to do a brick-and-mortar hair salon, you're going to have the desire to do hair. Whatever you want to do, even if you have a business and you want to be a plumber, you have to then get the knowledge to be a plumber. So his desires has never been to be a physical worker like that, but working with the mind. And network marketing allows you that freedom. See, you have to understand is you have to love what you're doing. If you don't love what you're doing, you're going to tolerate it. If you love what you're doing, you're working and you don't even realize what you're doing. I heard someone say that if you love what you're doing, you'll never work another day in your life. So we love travel. And be it network marketing is the vehicle that allows us to make money doing it, well, then, hey, it's like we're never working.
Well, here's what happened. When I left my job, as a software development project manager, I went into the community. And Intel was pretty interesting. At that time, we had actually Katrina, and we had 420-some-odd families come into our community fleeing Katrina.
That was a disaster.
It was
everybody
a disaster,
know. Yeah.
Katrina hurricane, way back in 2005. And one of the things that I wanted to do when I left my job was work the business. But also when I went into the community, I wanted to serve in the community. What pulled me into network marketing was I went to serve in the community, and the business through network marketing started growing without me being there, which allowed me to focus 100% of my time and my effort serving in the community. From 6 in the morning to 6 at night, I was serving the people that came into our community working with the United Way, and they had me over a disaster recovery center, and I had resources to the city. The business, because it's network marketing, I passed on a tool, which was travel in the industry and network marketing. The people that showed up to help Brenda while I'm in this community serving, the business started growing without me even there. And start making $5,000 a month, going up $1,000 every month. I'm not even there. That just showed me and revealed to me the power of network marketing and having a tool that others need. And so that's what kind of drew me into network marketing. That next year, we went on and made over $500,000. And I wasn't even there. And the foundation that was laid was through network marketing. And, of course, the fun, you know, side of it is that we were able to travel. And so excellent, excellent question. And but it allowed me to really see into the tool, network marketing, as a tool that, like Brenda said, allowed me to go beyond the glass ceiling. Everyone has a structure, even jobs. They have a structure. The thing about the job that I was working, I couldn't get to the top. I didn't want to get to the top. I had skills to get to the top. When we transitioned to work for ourselves, it was wide open. And I began to realize, and then once I went to the community, I saw the need for fundraising. And so then when I look at Surge, I see being able to absolutely, without a doubt, save money, because we did. And I said, what if this happens on a volume basis with the church, with an organization where the church came on board and they could pass on a vortex link that we have now to the entire congregation? The congregation absolutely will love them because they absolutely are saving money. And that money that's saved comes back to the church. When I began, I'm an engineer, and so I look at things like that. Any other engineers listening in will understand. We don't think the way normal people think. We like to understand why, and then once we understand why, it's flat over. And so vision, consistency. We live in Colorado Springs. Most of our team is not even here. We have webinars that we do on a weekly basis that people can plug in, our team plugs in, from across the United States as well as globally. We have a website, ettc-cs.com, that has a Getting Started tab that walks people through everything that they need to know. And so what I've done is I've automated the process of Surge, where a person can come in. I'm from a military background. We're familiar with tech orders and tell me what to do, show me what to do, let me read it. And where all of that is right there. And so if a person wants to be a professional in this and acquire professional skills, whether it's a professional traveler and allowing people to pull out of you, and they couldn't pull enough out of you because you know it, you understand it, you live it. And see, and now that's where Brenda and I are. So vision, what is your vision? Consistency, whatever you make up in your mind and determine to do, see it through to the end. Professionalism, become the best at what it is. Understand Surge like you're studying a college course. And a lot of people say, well, you don't need to know anything. Ignorance on fire. You know, I tend to disagree. That's not sustainable. Learn what you can. You know, take the time to understand. Take the time to study, understand the industry, understand the product, understand the people, practice the presentation, do everything that you can to transfer your professional skills. You couldn't dream of an amount of money that they wouldn't pay you. When that light came on for me, that's when I went, okay, now I'm in a place without a ceiling, and I can go as far or as much as I, as far as I determined to go, and we're going to take it to the top. We just had a gentleman that came on board. The compensation plan for Surge is just amazing. This guy comes on board, and we have something on the table, $50,000. Bring 100 people into this opportunity in 100 days, and we're going to pay you $50,000. Now, here's what I discovered, because I'm not a network marketer. I discovered there's a whole culture, a whole group of people out there. This is what they do. I never knew that. I never knew that. I kind of just wandered into it. And imagine wandering into that kind of a culture as a professional. It's over. And so I discovered. So this gentleman, Dwayne, comes on board last week. And he brings 100 people into this opportunity in not 100 days, but 5 days, and makes $50,000. Where can a person do that on the job? See, the industry of travel is $8.1 trillion. They are going through a market shift where they need people. The brick and mortar is now the click and order. They need us. Have you ever been needed by the largest industry on the planet? Understand the timing of where we are. You don't want to miss this. You couldn't explain it to your kids. Even if you were taking like the 20-some-odd cruises we've taken and plan to take some more, don't miss this. Online travel, people booking travel online, $593 billion industry last year. This year, $649 billion. By 2019, $762 billion industry. People booking online. You are contributing to that. If you have a book online, know that whenever you book, somebody gets paid. Why not you? And so that's not even the marketing side of our company. That's direct sales. On the marketing side of our company, Dwayne comes on board, busts the bank, $50,000. The network marketers out there, prepare for them. They're going to start rearing their head, especially after what just happened, and they see that Surge not only is fun, but is real. You want to be ready. What to do in the time that nothing's happening? Prepare, prepare, prepare. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Malcolm Gladwell, in his book, The Outliers, he says movements and shifts in economy, you don't control that. You just prepare for it. The things that you do to build this business are more preparation, and then somebody gets it, and you're ready. You know, people are waiting to be validated. You don't have to be validated in this business. Prepare. Become that professional. Take that cruise. Take that trip to Europe. Last year, Brenda became a Commodore with Princess Cruises. Now, Jake, you know all about this. She becomes a Commodore with Princess Cruises, takes the free training online. After completion of that training, they give you a free cruise for two anywhere they cruise. Now, they don't just do that because you're a great person. Once you've taken the training, you actually become a partner with them. And so now they want you to go out and experience the product. Last year, Brenda found a 14-day transatlantic Western Europe cruise. Get this. Last April, we actually took 5 weeks last April. We're going to do, what, a couple of months this year?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Although this year is over. We may have to do it 2018. And leaving out of Fort Lauderdale. Now, think about this. And folks, you know, it's only $399 to come in this company. And with the Vortex Platinum. Leaving out of Fort Lauderdale, Azores, Portugal, Spain, Paris, on up to England, and the cruise ended in England. Stonehenge, went to Stonehenge. Since we were over in Europe, we said, okay, we've got the time, we've got the money.
Who wants to travel all the way to Europe for 2 weeks? You got to stay at least a month.
And so we take a flight over to Germany and stay in Germany for another week, castle tours. We actually, while we were in Paris, we did a river cruise of the Seine River and saw the Eiffel Tower. It came up. Imagine taking a selfie, trying to get in the selfie with the Eiffel Tower going by you and just trying to stand there and stay straight up. And so we did river cruises, a river cruise in Germany of the castles of the Rhine. We actually went into a castle. I thought I was in the Game of Thrones, Jake. And just fun. We hit bonuses while we were over there. See, that's the power of network marketing. It multiplies not only your money, but it multiplies your time. You only have 24 hours in a day. In network marketing, you feed into people. You build leaders. You multiply the time that you have in a day. While I'm on this call right now, I'm bonusing. Why? Because I'm feeding into people. I'm a professional. I'm teaching. I'm training. I'm showing. I'm leading from the front, showing by demonstration. And so we go, take 5 weeks. We come back after 4 weeks. And we hit BWI in Maryland, and someone tells us, Lower Cross tells us that it's snowing in Colorado. And so we're like, oh, no, we can't go back yet.
It's snowing.
We need to go down to Charleston. So we take another week down in Charleston. The foods, the flavors, the history, And so after 5 weeks, we finally make our way back home. This is a lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen, as we wrap this presentation. This is a lifestyle. This is a lifestyle that will pay you more than you ever dreamed, more than you could ever make with the limitations of a job. It's worth taking a chance and dance. It's worth taking a chance and going on a cruise, experiencing. If you haven't experienced your product, even just staying in a hotel or a resort that's in your hometown, you'll think you're in a whole another place. It's a whole lifestyle, and we have access to it. Now, we close with this. Everyone is coming this way. The people on the jobs, as they're getting older, they're going to start looking. You want to be that person that's already in position saying, hey, I've got a great idea. You like to travel more? Save more and make more. Surge 365. We have a website that you can go to, ettc-cs.com. Click on the Getting Started tab. It's going to walk you through all the details of the business. It's going to tell you about the Vortex, the membership, the travel agency, and everything that's available as a resource for you. And that site, you can just click around on that site. There's so much information. It has become a repository of information for me so that even I can go back and look. We have a convention coming up. It's going to be in San Diego, the 11th through the 12th of August. Boy, this is going to be – you don't want to miss this convention. If there's any way you can be there, you must attend. Not only is San Diego our favorite vacation city, but this convention, you're going to see some things that you'll come back the same person, but you won't be saying the same thing. People won't hear what they heard before you left. You'll be talking different. You'll be thinking different. It's all about belief. You'll be believing different. You need to go to that next level. And, Brenda, what was that formula that you said? Your thoughts and your habits. Say that one more time.
Okay. What I was saying earlier was that circumstances will cause you to have a thought, and that is pretty powerful because that thought will then cause a feeling, and the feeling will cause an action, and the action will then make results. So you want to make sure your thoughts are positive so that you can have good feelings about things, and then you'll have great action. So it all kind of rolls from one thing to the next. And just to go back on the convention we're having, You don't want to miss it. Even if you have to pile in a room with three or four gals, three or four guys, do it. It'll be worth it for you. You're not going to be in your room long anyway. Just to change clothes and, you know, take a shower or whatever and run to the next event. You don't want to miss this. It will change your life. Every time Rick and I go to a convention, we learn something new. So it looks like our time is up. So back to you, Jake.
I knew Brenda would be watching the time. All right, you guys. Hey, thank you all so much. I really appreciate you guys, all the information. We have so many people who have said things on here. It's just amazing. They are so excited. You've caused excitement. And you guys, I want to let you guys know, I'll go back to what I said at the very beginning. There's nothing better than working for a good company. What's even better than that, though, and what it becomes a blessing, like Rick and Brenda. Rick and Brenda are believers, both of them, and it's kept them strong, and it's blessed them. That's the reason why they have these blessings is not because of this year. Their blessings have been because of all the years they've worked together to make a better life for themselves, and in turn, they've impacted so many other people in the process. And you can't do that with many companies or in many opportunities. And so the thing I want to emphasize to you guys is that the fact that the reason why Rick and Brenda, in my opinion, as their friends, are so successful is because they are positive. They're always positive. You can turn on the TV, you can turn on the radio, you can walk down to your local supermarket or drive to your local supermarket and find negativity. It's everywhere. It's all over magazines. It's on the news. It's everywhere. To have people in your life like Rick and Brenda, there is nothing like it. There is nothing you can find on this planet that is better than having good friends and friends that you trust. And so I hope you guys take to heart what they said today and what they shared and understand that get back with the person who invited you to this. If you know Rick and Brenda, get in contact with them. If you feel the excitement and you've got that urge to contact them, do not wait. Contact them today. And again, you guys, thank you so much. And Rick, as we wrap up here, I'll throw it back over to you and let you guys close. And just, again, if you could give out your website, that would be fantastic. And then we'll let everybody go.
Well, fantastic. The website, ettc-cs.com. And that is a training website. It's open to all teams. And plan a trip. Go someplace. And Brenda gave the formula, you know, use that to build surge. I use the vision to build surge, and people don't understand that. I use prayer to build surge. People don't understand that. And we just keep moving forward. Thanks, Jake, for all that you do, and Monica, thank you guys for doing this show. And it is a great resource for people, and it's just Brenda and I, it's our honor and pleasure to share.
Thank you guys so much, and remember that like attracts like. So you want to be positive so you can attract positive. You guys have a blessed day.
Thank you, guys. All right, take care. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Take care, everybody. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.